हरे कृष्णा, फोकस नॉट ऑन लेटिंग गो ऑफ थिंग्स, फोकस ऑन टेकिंग होल्ड ऑफ योर थॉट्स. वी ऑफन नो दैट इन स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ अ प्रिंसिपल इज टू सरेंडर, टू जस्ट लेट गो ऑफ थिंग्स. बट लेटिंग गो कैन बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज वी फील दिस प्रॉब्लम इज देयर एंड इट नीड्स टू बी सॉल्वड. And if I don't solve it, then everything is going to fall apart. And therefore, we just want to hold on to things. But then, we have to know that actually, when we are trying to hold on to things, we are giving our thoughts the power to hold on to us. Rather, we are giving those things the power to hold on to our thoughts. And when our mind gets obsessed with certain problems, and what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? And then what happens is the problem starts seeming to become bigger and bigger and bigger, and we start feeling smaller and smaller and smaller, and we just become powerless. We can't do anything. So at that time, as we start feeling overwhelmed and we start feeling disempowered about dealing with the problem, then if at all we do anything, we only make things worse. So when we think of letting go, it can seem disempowering. Oh, I'm not doing anything about the problem. I'm simply letting go. But if we see it in a more affirmative way, I'm not letting go of the things, I'm taking hold of my thoughts. That if my thoughts are running haywire, if my thoughts are stuck in this problem, if my thoughts are running haywire, thinking about all the ways in which this problem may get complicated, then I will only make my life more miserable. So we let go of the things so that we can take hold of the thoughts. We take hold of our thoughts, and what do we do with taking hold of the thoughts? The thoughts cannot stay simply inactive. So we take hold of our thoughts and focus them on Krishna. When we do that, we understand that there is relief, there is strength in that. Because when we let go of things, we understand I am not the controller. But when we focus our thoughts on Krishna, we understand that Krishna is the controller and that He can take care of things. That's why when Krishna talks about surrender, He doesn't just talk about one aspect. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. So He says sarva dharman parityajya, give up all varieties of religion. Give up all your duties. Now sarva dharma, the word dharma is important here. Because Krishna is not saying sarva pap parityajya or anything like that. Sometimes there are certain responsibilities we have, certain duties we have which have to do them. But sometimes even in those responsibilities and duties, things go out of our control. Just can't do anything. So at that time, we have to stop worrying even about those things. And let go of those things, take hold of our thoughts. What do? With our thoughts, mamekam sharanam vraja, we just surrender to Krishna. How to surrender, he is told in the previous verse. Manmana bhav mad bhakto. Begin by fixing your mind on me. Offer your emotion to me. Mad bhakto. So, we take our thoughts and we offer them to him. And we understand that, okay, even if the problems, I can't solve them. They're not in my control, but they are still in Krishna's control. And Krishna will take care of them. Let me just do my best to serve Krishna. And he is assured earlier in 18.58, Machittaha sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. If you just become conscious of me, you'll be able to pass over all obstacles by my grace. So, when we see letting go as an affirmative activity, taking hold of our thoughts, offering our thoughts to Krishna, and letting Krishna tackle the problem by calming us down, by guiding us about how best to deal with the problem. Then, with this vision of letting go as an empowering activity, not as a disempowering activity, we can become more inspired to let go and take hold of our thoughts, offering them to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.